Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, Peter is telling us some things that are very opposite of the world's wisdom in regard to feminine beauty. But, of course, most everything in the Bible is opposite the wisdom of the world, and so we shouldn't be surprised that this particular area is opposite what most people think as well. But it is quite surprising, I think, to hear Peter telling Christian wives that what they need to do to make themselves more attractive to their husbands is not to focus on their external appearance, not to make that the main object of their focus. Treat that moderately, modestly, understated rather than overstated when it comes to hair and jewelry and dress and those sorts of things, but rather to cultivate the beauty of the inner spirit, the beauty of the new nature. In other words, focus upon growing in grace. Focus on becoming more like Jesus Christ. The reason for our salvation upon earth and through all eternity is that we might be conformed to the image of God's Son. That's what God is doing, is making us Christ-like. And that has to do with the inward, not the outward. And the two areas that Peter said that we ought to focus upon most especially is what he calls a gentle and a quiet spirit. And we talked about those on the broadcast yesterday, and I'll just have a little bit more to say about that before we move on to an even more controversial statement than the ones we have seen so far, if that be possible. But you will find out that indeed it is. And so that's where we're going on this Tuesday, November 19. Thank you so much for joining us. And please remember that we are dependent upon the financial gifts of our radio listeners to continue teaching God's Word on this station. Well, here's the way Peter puts it. 1 Peter 3:3, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, verse 4, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Now, before we go any further with the text here, I want to point out something that ought to be obvious, but I think it would be helpful to say it. And that is, from a very practical standpoint, one reason to concentrate more upon inward beauty than outward is because inward beauty, when it's developed, only becomes more and more beautiful with the passing of time, whereas outward beauty, no matter what you do with it, is always going to become less beautiful with the passing of time. That's just the way it is. You know that in regard to outward beauty, physical beauty. You need to recognize the opposite that is true of inward beauty. If you focus all of your attention upon things that are external and are neglecting the inward, then you're letting valuable time go by, so that when your physical beauty is gone, as it will be gone eventually, if you live long enough, it's going to fade, slowly away, in spite of everything that you can do. And if in the meantime, because you're putting all of your concentration upon outward beauty and not working upon cultivating the inward beauty of the new nature, then when you get old and it's impossible to do anything more with your physical beauty, and you say, well, now I need to concentrate on the inward beauty, well, you've gotten a slow start It's not that you can't make any progress at this point, but it'll be difficult to make a whole lot when you could have been just becoming more and more and more beautiful, more and more gracious, more and more attractive in your inner person all throughout those years that you were neglecting the inner man and focusing upon the outward man. Do I really need to spell this out? Do I need to say more? You know that what I'm saying is true. So I'm just going to drop it there and we will go on. And Peter says that it is this inward beauty, the gentle spirit, and the quiet spirit. The gentle spirit, you remember, is the spirit of meekness, patience, consideration, humility. And the quiet spirit, which is calm, tranquil, quiet disposition, that these are the things that are most attractive to others. And these are the things that will make you most beautiful to your husband, even to an unsaved husband. And, as Peter points out here, this is what is most pleasing to God. Now, this is a win-win for a Christian. Again, rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. So here's something that if you work on this, on the one hand, you're going to be pleasing God. On the other hand, you're going to be pleasing your husband, even an unsaved husband. There's some things that would please your unsaved husband that would not please God. But here's something that is guaranteed to please both. It's a win-win. You don't have to wrestle with this one. If I do this, I may please God but displease my husband. If I do that, I may please my husband but displease God. But here's something that you can do that will both please God and please your husband. And of God, of course, is the one who most needs to be pleased. And Christian women will understand that and will make pleasing God their most important goal. This meek and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. And that kind of spirit is always precious with God. It is immediately precious with God, and it will forever be precious to God. It sometimes is not immediately precious with men, but it will come to be over time. That meek and quiet spirit becomes more valuable with the passing of time. Unconverted men, sinful men, might prefer a wild kind of woman with her boisterous spirit at an early stage in life, but as men wise up, and we're talking even, of course, about unconverted men, as men wise up, they realize that's not the kind of woman that really can make me happy. That's the kind that brings me trouble, grief, pain, sorrow, all kinds of problems in life. What's the kind of woman that really makes me happy? It's the one who is meek and patient and considerate and unassuming and humble and calm and tranquil and quiet. And that's the kind of woman that pleases the Lord. And that's the kind of woman that pleases a husband. Now, why does this kind of characteristic please God? Well, for one reason, because it displays faith. Meekness, patience, consideration, humility displays faith. You can't acquire and exercise these characteristics unless you're trusting God to watch over you, to take care of you, to defend you, to look out for you. These really depend upon developing your faith in God, strengthening your faith in God. To have a calm and tranquil and quiet disposition also requires a great deal of faith. It means that you've got to trust God with your circumstances and not worry about them, not be anxious about them, not be frantic about them as we are so inclined to be. And so these characteristics will certainly please God because they are the development of faith which pleases God. It always does. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But faith honors God, and God honors faith. And developing faith in God, trusting Him, resting in Him, depending upon Him, believing His promises, trusting Him with your life, trusting Him with your future, trusting Him to take care of you in your vulnerable situation with your husband, in your submissive spirit with an unconverted husband, that can be a very dangerous situation. And if you think it's your responsibility to watch out for yourself, to protect yourself, to take care of yourself, then you'll find this impossible to do, because it runs counter your normal preservation instincts. You think, I've got to manipulate and maneuver and do things behind his back in order to protect myself. And many a woman has done that. Many a Christian woman operates that way. But that displays a lack of faith in God. God is the one who promises to take care of those who obey Him, who submit to Him, who trust Him. And so, dear wife, whoever I've been talking to over the last several days, some of you really need to make some adjustments in your life. Some of you need to acknowledge that you have been going about this all wrong. Some of you need to confess your sin before God, and you need to change. Ask God to help you to change. And those single women that I'm talking to, who are not wives, you need to understand what it is that you are aiming for, what you are to aspire to. What is the adornment that makes you most attractive? You're going to get what you attract. You're going to get what you use as bait, if you understand what I mean. And if your bait is entirely external, don't be surprised if you get a shallow man who's only interested in your body. And if that's all he's interested in, then when he gets tired of your body, he's probably going to be interested in somebody else's body. But you attracted the wrong kind of man. You set out to attract the wrong kind of man. But if with a modest approach, not to deliberately make yourself ugly, as we've talked about before, but focusing upon inward beauty, then you will be in position to attract the right kind of man, a truly God-honoring man who desires to please the Lord and will appreciate a woman who displays these Christ-like characteristics. And some of you ladies who have learned these lessons and have a lot of experience, you need to take up your biblically assigned task and teach these things to the younger women, both by example and precept. Befriend them, mentor them, help them with these things. And how do you cultivate the inner man? Spend as much time tending the inner as you do the outer. Through scripture reading and prayer and church attendance and interaction with Christians and involvement in the work of the Lord. If you spend as much time with that as you spend in grooming and taking care of things physical, what a godly woman you would become. Think on these things. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.